Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, roll call, please.
Alio.
Here.
Heck.
Here.
Kuglin.
Here.
Rogers.
Here.
Tylan.
Here.
Westcott.
Here.
And Skrill.
Here. Seven in attendance. Motion to pass the board minutes from October. Thank you. In a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Public comment? Would anybody like to address the board this evening?
George, thanks for hosting us.
Yeah. All right. Seeing none. Long-range planning. Charlie? Thank you.
Motion to authorize staff to negotiate and execute contract with Low Bidder Evans Construction Company to demo Veterans Memorial Pool in an amount not to exceed $200,000 to work on the Eagle Park Redevelopment Oslo Grant Project.
So moved.
And a second? A motion and a second. All right.
Yeah.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? Roll call, please.
Alio?
Aye.
Heck?
Aye.
Kuglin?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Stroh?
Aye. Seven ayes and no nay. Thank you, Charlie. Nancy, Grants and Marketing.
Motion to authorize staff to apply for tourism attraction grants to the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity in the amount of $500,000 for improvements to Robin Roberts Stadium.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Alio?
Aye.
Heck?
Aye.
Kuglin?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Stroh?
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays.
I have a motion to authorize staff to negotiate and execute an agreement with CCD to make a joint grant application for improvements to Robin Roberts Stadium.
CCD?
That is Lucky Horseshoes.
That's their foundation.
City, Capital City Baseball is the
okay.
name of the organization.
Okay, thank you.
The business entity.
All right, thank you. I have a motion, and do I have a second? Thank you, Mallory. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Alio?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Kuglin?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrill?
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. Thank you, Nancy. Mallory?
We have a motion to accept the 2024 rate adjustment as presented by staff.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further questions?
Just a piece of information to follow up from one of the questions that was posed during the committee meeting regarding golf passes. So, essentially in 2021, we had one pass that we sold for juniors, ages 6 to 26 years old. We sold 45 of those passes at $300 a piece for a total of $13,500 in revenue. In 2022, that's the year where we rolled out a new marketing strategy. We deeply cut the price of the pass. In fact, we cut it in half, trying to serve more people and make up that in volume. It was very successful. We sold 122 passes last year for $150 a piece for a total of $18,300 in revenue.
So we got more revenue.
More revenue, and we served more people.
Right.
And then this year is the year that we split the junior class and the college class. So we have a junior class pass 16 to 17 years old and a college pass 18 to 26 years old. We sold 102 junior passes and 93 college passes for a total of $36,000, and we served 150 more people than we did 2 years ago. So no matter how you slice this,
appreciate it. You got us out of the rough there.
No, I didn't. I leaned that one.
I'll stop there. All right. Oh. Takes a lot of self-control just to keep moving. Okay, so we have a motion and a second?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Thank you. And thank you for the update. Roll call, please.
Alio?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Coughlin?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Stroh?
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. Okay, under Committee of the Whole, I need a motion to authorize staff to execute a contract with Design Perspectives to perform a comprehensive parks and recreation master plan update in the amount of $58,000.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Roll call, please.
Alio?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Coughlin?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrill?
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. We also need a motion to adopt credentials, credential certificate for the IOPD meeting. May I have a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Alio?
Aye.
Heck?
Aye.
Coughlin?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrill?
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. And Stephen, you missed your opportunity for a whole string of puns.
We'll give him a mulligan.
Oh! Oh! Well played, sir. Well played. Sorry. Okay. We also need a motion to approve our supplemental statement of claims and visa bills. May I have a motion to approve?
Okay.
And a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further questions? Okay, with that, roll call, please.
Alio?
Aye.
Heck?
Aye.
Coughlin?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrill?
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. Is there anything else to come before the board this evening? May I have a motion to adjourn?
I do have a couple questions.
Okay. All right. Yes, go right ahead. That's all right.
I do have a couple items we need to inform the board of.
Okay.
So, as I had mentioned previously, previous meetings, our workers' comp is coming due. That policy expires on 12/15.
Okay.
So, we'll have one more meeting before that. And so I received some quotes. So our current policy is $259,000, which is expired. And their opening salary was $322,000. $52,000 increase, if that's right. And then we have a couple more where we've had, and he put out about 14 requests, he being our broker, and he's had about half of them have declined because we have a tree crew they don't even want.
Because we have what?
A tree crew.
Okay. Sorry.
It's too rich for their book.
Okay.
But we have a quote from IPRF, which is the Illinois Public Risk Fund, and that's so far, that's the 274, which I think is the lowest one. And then we have a couple more who have given us an opening, not a written quote, but an opening at, we have 350 from Berkeley, 325 for Encova, and I'm not really familiar with some of these insurers, but Chris Lemming from Tropical Insurance, they're all reps. And then PN, which I'm not sure who they are either. I don't have these written. I don't have the written quotes yet, because again, these were just like phone quotes. $325,000. And then we have a few more that were we haven't heard back from yet. And so this will be coming. Like I said, we'll have to make a decision by the meeting of the 13th. We'll have to have some kind of decision, so I can let them know that we're either going to renew or B, we want to go with another. So I just wanted to just say that Midwest is kind of in the middle of all these quotes, so they're meeting any quotes, and we've been working with them for years, and we have had reasonable success with them, I think. And most of the, I did review their quotes. They provided a detailed quote,
And it, most learning pieces rating is not experience rating, but the rating piece. Our experience rating actually went down to a decrease, 2,200, nothing. But that's pretty good. So that's where the market's going. And it also comes from the neighborhood of the quote that the term of the neighborhood. Now, IPRX, we apparently had them years ago. They were our workers, I'm not sure, before my time. That was when we had it, probably a little bit better or a little bit worse, I'm not sure. But also, there's a higher risk with IPRX because it's a pool. Similar to our insurance limits.
IPARC.
IPARC. The IPARC casualty insurance. Similar to that. I don't think it's a huge risk. I think it's phenomenal. Not going to jump like ridiculously, but you are open to an audit premium that's not based on your payroll. It's based on the change in the risk. So in other words, if the pool falls short of all the claims, everybody that's in the pool, they'll figure out what that money is and then share it on pro rata amongst their members.
Okay.
We can get an increase that we have nothing to do with us. That's possible. It doesn't happen very often, but it could. With the insurance costs that we currently have, that as a big generator, we have the audit risk, which is where they audit the payroll, and they say, oh, your payroll's up, so your cost goes up when your payroll's down, so you get a refund.
So you'll bring up a recommendation.
My recommendation right now would be stay put.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's a lot more money.
We could save $40,000, $40-some-odd thousand by moving. So that's not what I would call chump change.
You could tell the government.
Yeah, I mean, I would. I think first of all, we should bring this back to committee. That's the appropriate place for it. But if I were you and you're interested in staying with the current company, I would call them and tell them you've been outbid.
Yeah.
If that's permissible by whatever statutes we're governed by, then I would just call them and say, look, you know, you're going to have to come down 40 grand.
They need to sharpen the pencil.
Yes. I think that's fair, but 40 grand is a pretty big difference.
So my intention is to send the board the quotes, the papers, when I actually get it, I shouldn't say papers, actual written quotes, it will be electronic, when I get them, and then say, I'll get the three that I think are the strongest, and I'll say, here's what I would recommend because of this.
Okay, great.
But we do have to make that decision at our special, which is
on the
committee, so we'll have to make the decision then. And if the board wants to vote on it, whatever the board wants to do, if they don't want to vote, if they want to be more informal on it, whatever, I'll do whatever the board
wants. I'll talk to Derek about that. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that everybody's aware of that. On the other insurance front, we're looking at about a 7% increase on the health insurance, which translates really to about a 9% because the last 2 years we've got increases that are negotiated with the rebate. So they rebated from the taxes. This year, a 7% increase with no rebate. And this is all market stuff, market driven. Our experience rate is actually pretty good. Their first child, we haven't decreased twice. And this is, it comes down twice above myself. They asked what I wanted, and I said, I don't want to do it. I can't say, initially came out with about 13% increase, and then they came down to 10, and I'm like, no. So I think 7 is probably bottom, probably where it should be.
Okay.
Unfortunately, no rebate. In fact, they did offer us, they kind of did a little arm twisting. They said if we brought the rest of our business, that they would, which would be the life insurance,
mm-hmm.
the additional stuff that are, that we don't, because the district doesn't pay for it. That they maybe cut us a little bit better rate. And it's not a better product than what we currently have.
Right.
So why would we do that? So our employees pay more money next year, we jack them. And higher rate. I don't see the benefit there. So I think that's probably where we're going to head, and I do think that we will look at converting to the small agency group of the state of Illinois next summer. We may end up changing our plan here, but I just think that it's probably a smart investment right now.
Okay, and then we'll definitely need to have that conversation.
Yeah, so that'd be next summer.
But good job on, I hate to say good job on 7%, but it sounds like good job on 7%.
I don't have the category one yet, but I expect it to be somewhere 5 to 7%. And that's all market driven.
Okay.
Although we did have some significant claims on the casualty side with the two big storms we had in March and then the month of July, right, in June. But, all in all, just like everything else.
Right, it's going up, but it could have been worse.
But it is going down.
Okay.
About that.
I know. Oh, but thank you. I didn't mean it like that. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen. We'll be waiting for you. All right. I have a motion. May I have a motion to adjourn? In a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned.